First, I just wanted to get a little bit of background on the restaurant, since I'm new to Wisconsin. I've gotten a recommendation from Aaron Rodgers, so I want to know what is the Chives restaurant all about?
Sure. So Chives has been here almost 22 years now. It's in Suamico, which is just a little bit north of Green Bay, but it's a quaint restaurant, not huge, but built in an old general store, built in the late 1800s, actually. So it's a atmosphere that can't really be, recreated. It's grown a ton over the years. Aaron's been a huge part of that, but we really focus on fresh local ingredients as much as possible. We do a lot of steak and seafood would be our staples, I would say. It's a busy little spot. Fresh local as much as we can, but it's really, really a unique place, unique atmosphere. You can come in for lunch and get a burger, or you can, come in, we have a lot of people that come in once a year for anniversaries or, birthdays, special occasions, and have a nice steak dinner on a Friday or Saturday night. It's kind of, you can really do anything with it,
Yeah. And it sounds like that atmosphere is what drew Mr. Rodgers in. How long, can you tell me the story of Aaron and Chives? How long has he been coming there, and what was it? Was it like having such a famous fan?
Yeah, so I've known Aaron since he was a rookie, so 18 years. And how we kind of got connected was when he was a rookie, he would host the team at his house on Wednesdays. And I don't remember exactly how we got connected to cook for it. He lived at the time pretty close to the restaurant, so every Wednesday we would go to his house and cook for him and his teammates, not the entire team, but and then the relationship just grew from there. He started frequenting the restaurant much more. He pretty much for the entire 18 years came here every single Friday night. So I've got to see him grow, as a person. He's got to see me grow up as a person as well. He's become a good friend of mine, so.
Yeah, that's a very fun story, and I'm assuming, of course, that since we're all calling you, you've heard the news, and so what's your reaction now that he's headed to the Big Apple, most likely?
First reaction is a little bit of, I'm a diehard Packer fan, so overall, I would say I'm a little bummed out about it. If the team thinks that's the decision, and that's the direction they want to go. I guess that's good. But personally, more of a selfish level, I hate to see him go just because, we've been spoiled having Brett Favre and then Aaron Rodgers. We've had great quarterbacks and we never really got to experience anything different. So it's sad. I'm losing a friend, losing the Friday nights at Chives with him. So I'd say overall, just pretty bummed out, to be honest with you. But if it's the right decision for him and the organization, that's great.
Yeah, it sounded like that's when I listened to a lot of his appearance on the Pat McAfee show today. That it sounds like that's sort of the general consensus. But he did it. He definitely was still thinking about you guys as one of the things he would miss. I did want to ask a little bit, just because I saw while researching the restaurant that you took over right at the beginning of COVID. So how has that experience? Aaron Rodgers dealt with COVID by winning two MVPs. How did you guys deal with COVID?
Yeah, so actually the previous owner and myself, we had a 3-year deal in place. So I bought half 3 years prior and then scheduled to buy the other half. It was March 31st of 2019, I think that would have been. So actually when I signed the papers, to take over the remaining part of the business, the restaurant was closed. We were in a closed restaurant, no customers. I think at that time we were probably just doing carry out orders, but you know, everybody was super supportive. The amount of carryout orders we had was insane. I had to, you know, bring much more staff than I had expected in to do, you know, just the to-go orders. I think that lasted for a month and a half or two. But as soon as we were able to open back up, we hadn't really skipped a beat. And I think everybody, you know, was just itching to get out after all that. So it definitely hurt and wasn't ideal to open or to take over during the COVID times, but we made it work just like, you know, everyone. And it's been great ever since. So,
yeah, I do have to ask if Aaron came back after COVID or whether he was involved in some of the takeout. Did he skip a beat or did he come back to Chives when he was able to as well?
Oh yeah, he came back to Chives when he was able to. I know that whatever it would have been 2019-20 season, I think the NFL or the Packers, one or the other, had some rules in place that didn't allow them to dine out. So it wasn't the normal, you know, Friday night in the restaurant. But he definitely supported us throughout the whole thing. So I mean, can't thank him enough for everything that he's done for us in the restaurant.
Yeah, no. Is there anything you'd like to add that I haven't asked you?
Just a huge thank you to him. Honestly, he's done so much. I mean, from ticket giveaways at his favorite restaurant, obviously it would referring to my restaurant, you know, getting people here talking about it, even during, you know, home game weekends, we get a lot of out of towners coming just to try to catch a glimpse of Aaron. So just him, his presence at the restaurant was huge for us. People coming out to just hopefully get to run into him. I mean, we've done all of his birthday parties over the years. We've done any private events with any of his sponsors, that type of stuff. So he's, you know, provided us with a ton. And I really just can't thank him enough for anything.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you so much for taking your time out of the day to speak to us.